Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Welcome to this episode, which is one of the first throwback episodes we're going to do, where I want to highlight one of our best speakers that was at the virtual summit back in May 2020. She rocked the stage, she blew everybody's minds, and we just had such a phenomenal amount of positive feedback about her presentation. And what I want to do is replay that episode for you guys here. And the reason that we want to do so is because Margriet Groenewald, the social media expert who's going to be speaking to you in a moment, well, she is doing a social media masterclass happening very soon. So if you are listening to this episode in the week that it's come out, then go and click the link in the show notes beneath here and book your seat for that masterclass to learn so much more about social media. And in this episode, you're going to hear how amazing and how deep her knowledge is about social media. Then book your seat, join me. I'm going to be in that webinar too. I'm not speaking, but I'm definitely going to be there because I want to learn more from Margriet. She's a wizard. She knows what she's doing, and all of us should be paying attention. So listen to this episode, enjoy the replay, and then book your seat for that episode or for that masterclass happening soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And I'm excited to get into this next discussion where I'm talking to Margriet Groenewald about social media and what you need to do to create a good strategy for your e-commerce store. You know, we don't just use our websites to sell. We can also communicate to our customers through social media. Now, how do we do that? What should we be talking about in that platform? Well, let's hand it over to Margriet to talk to us a little bit about yourself, please, and what it is that you do.
Hi, Warwick, and all the listeners. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here. So I am a social media specialist. I specialize in Instagram and in Facebook, or I should rather say I specialize in traffic, because isn't that what we all want, is traffic? I'm also a coach. I also teach people how to create a brand online. And the first thing I always tell people is that we always look at these big brands or people with huge followings and we feel discouraged. So the first thing I want you to really understand today is that you need to start right where you are. You don't have to have a huge following to start. You just need to start, because social media is one of the best places to get the correct traffic to your store. And as we are progressing sort of in life in this whole social media world, we are getting so accustomed to buy straight from Instagram. Especially Instagram sales worldwide has just increased, and it's not going to change. So now is really a good time to start that social media platform, because that's really where you are getting the traffic from. So, Warwick, to start with your question with a social media strategy, it sounds like a very difficult, complicated kind of thing, but actually it's not. So where do you start? The first thing is you need to understand, who are you talking to? And especially on social media, did you realize we scroll through 100 meters of content a day? So if you've got a product out there in the market and you're like, oh, my product is suitable for anyone out there, then no one's going to stop. We talk about that thumb stopper. Like, you want to understand your target audience so well that you know how to talk to them.
How do you go about finding out who that target audience is?
Okay. So you have to think about the your product and who, what problem are you solving for who? So I always have this formula saying, so remember, the first thing is you don't sell a product. That's not what you do. You solve someone's problem. Okay. So I want you to think about this. You're not selling a product because no one cares about products. No one cares about you or your store or anything. All they care about is their problems, their desires, their fears. So if you can tap into that, then you are already starting on the right path, especially in social media. So you got to think, okay, I've got this product, okay? It's not a product. It's solving someone's problem. Whose problem is it solving? Maybe it's solving a mom's problem who's very busy, or whatever it is. You have to think. And you know what? That's what I love about social media, is because it forces us to become creative. You can't just say, oh, this product is so great and this is all the benefits of the product. You got to think of the person on the other side. If you talk to their needs and their desires, and at the end, oh, by the way, you know what? I've got this product. So then you are on the right way. So think of it like this.
So it is sales, basically, but selling through emotions rather than anything else. And I know you said that this is a game of getting traffic, and you can't get online sales if you don't have traffic on your website or on your social media. So you had a three-step process for people to follow. What's the best way for people to actually structure the content that they're putting out?
Okay, so content that you're putting out is extremely important to attract that traffic. So if you've got a store, the last thing you want to do is to go and place ads and sell in every single post. So we spoke about who that ideal client is. Now you need to see how you can help them or give them value. Okay. So I normally have this formula where I say about 20% of your post, when you're in your grid and you go down your feed, should be a straight sell. The rest should be educational. Did you realize that a lot of people don't know anything about your product? Because you are working with your product the whole time and the benefits, you think the whole world knows everything about it, but they don't. So you need to create educational content about your product. And to you, it might feel so stupid because it's common sense. It really isn't. So I want you to post educational content. Then I want you to post content that relate. For instance, if you are selling handbags, don't just have pictures of the bags there. Show people different ways of wearing it. Have people in your post. And that's so important to have that personal element. It's very interesting if one look at the stats, how pictures without people do versus pictures with people. It's really amazing. Like if you have got a necklace, and I actually did this experiment once, a picture only with the necklace, and then a picture with this lady wearing the necklace. And you couldn't believe the difference in engagement. And it's small little things like that. So it must be content that relate. You must give value. You must help. And then you do sell, but you sort of sell in story form. You kind of tell a story. Maybe you can tell a story about one of your previous clients. And at the end say, but if you also want this this help or this amazing product, you know, this is where you can get it. Because that way, your follower will feel that you actually care about them and you're not only there for the money. So that is normally what I advise people for their feed.
Brilliant. That's so helpful. And you said that 20% of your posts should be sales related. So, and then you've got your relatable posts and you've got your educational posts. What was the breakdown like percentage wise, if you would be able to put a number to it?
So I would say, for instance, if we've got the feed with the nine posts, so I would have I would have the first and the last one would be a sale. Then I would just do one of the each of the others, like a value, education, relate. And then just literally 20% should be sales.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot, because as somebody who's trying to sell something, you don't want to be salesy the whole time. And from a consumer side, how nice would it be if people just educated us the whole time and didn't kind of just push sales down our throats? I'd love that. So as people...
We don't realize how little people know about the benefits of the product. And I realized this, I was at this big nail conference and they do nails. And when I started talking to these technicians, the amount of knowledge they have about a person's nail was mind-blowing. I'm like, oh my gosh, why don't you guys ever share this? Because they think everyone knows this. And it's the same with your product. Like, I never knew that. If I know, I couldn't care what nail, well, it was like that, what nail product I use. And so I learned a little bit about the industry and a little bit about the technology that goes into that. But if they don't educate you, how are you going to know that? How are you going to know that this is the best? Not by saying it's the best, but really educating people, taking them on their journey with you.
That's awesome. So let's do that right now with social media, for instance, because a lot of online sellers or people who are beginning this journey of e-commerce, starting a business, or even growing a business, you know, the one thing that everybody has in common is that they're limited on time. So as people are building an e-commerce store, starting from scratch, or building a big successful store, you've only got limited time in the day, or you've got limited resources with your team, and or paying for outsourced people to help you out. So, you know, we all kind of know that social media is important, but why don't, you know, you're just saying you want to educate people about your product. So why don't you tell us, like, why exactly should a brand or company be using social media?
Because social media is, we have no idea about the power of social media and where we are going to. So you might be saying right now, my followers aren't there yet, or, you know, it's not going to work for me. But in a year or two's time from now, you're going to look back at today thinking, I should have listened to her. Because remember, we don't drive the change. The change is driven by big, big, big company and lots of money. So we as the human race learn so much faster. If you think what have happened the last 2 years with regards to social media. So if I could give you a choice and say, okay, we turn the clock 5 years back, would you then start your Instagram account and be here 5 years later, have a following of 100 or 200,000, would you? Well, you can't do that. But I can tell you today that if you start investing the time and the effort today, in 2 or 3 or 5 years from now, you're going to be so thankful. And I see that because I work with a lot of influencers, and just making a post or two and the amount of money coming in from that, sending traffic to a store, it is incredible, the power of social media and how it can drive the right traffic. Because that's also the thing. It doesn't help you've got all kinds of traffic. You need the right kind of traffic in your store so that you can convert them into buyers.
Brilliant. And it reminds me of the analogy that says, you know, what was the best, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, the best time was 5 years ago, but the second best time is today. So if somebody is hesitating to start with social media, then just get started, as you say, Mahrit.
Yeah.
So what about people who have already begun? You know, this talk is about creating a social media strategy for e-commerce. So we now know from what you've said about how to structure your posts in terms of the content, but what should your strategy be if we talked about big picture? Like, what should the game plan be?
Okay, so obviously, if you had the skill to know how to run paid ads, that would be great. But I always say, never start putting in money in something that doesn't work organically. So my strategy would definitely be get a organic following and engagement, because you need to find your voice online. You need to know how to speak to that ideal client. So the first mistake most people are making is they don't know who they're talking to. It's sort of like they think it's a lot of faceless people out there. But every single person, you got to think, okay, I'm going to post something now. What is the action I want someone to take? So you need to understand, and you can draw it out on a piece of paper. So from a person that sees my post, do they click through? Then they land in my store. What is all those steps I want them to take through? What happens to them if they perhaps click through, but they don't buy the product? What happens to them? So you have to understand that whole strategy of how to handle that. And that is really according to your system. But it does not have to be complicated. You need to start with understanding who you're speaking to and build it out from there. I think a big problem people make is they think it has to be so complicated and all these funnels and things. It really doesn't have to be. You got to start where you are right now. If you've got 10 followers, you got to get those 10 followers to engage with you. And then you can go bigger. If you are much bigger than that already, you need to go back and see, why did some posts do better than others? Why did some people respond more? Then the other thing is, especially if you are bigger already, you get very complacent with what you've been doing. And that's great. But you need to understand that social media has got different channels. For instance, Instagram's got 4 channels, which is the feed, the stories, IGTV, and Instagram Live. So if you are a brand that's really stable at a place with your followers and all that, that's great. Now you can start to venture in using some of the other platforms, because that is going to help with the engagement to reach more people. So if you've been doing stories and feeds all the time, go and start doing IGTV. Maybe say once a week or once a month, you do an IGTV educational video. And then maybe once a month do a live video, because that is just going to really shake up the algorithm. And, you know, it's going to be very advantageous for your account.
That's pretty cool. I like what you're saying there. So there's some activity that we can do by mixing up on different channels to get the algorithm to like us better. So what other, now I'm interested, like what else can you do to get the algorithm to like you more?
Okay, so you got to understand how the algorithm works. So it's
Does anybody?
No. But you got to try and understand, okay? Yeah. Think of it like Facebook and Instagram is this place. It's like this park out there, this beautiful park, and they want people to come and have a great time there. So the algorithm will always promote that. Their first interest will always be the person on the ground using the app, because if they can keep people using their app, then they will be able to survive. If we all delete the app and we don't like the app, then they don't have a business anymore. So they will first and foremost always want the user to be happy. So they're trying to create a happy environment. For instance, if you can get your followers to engage with you, what does it tell the algorithm? It tells the algorithm, here is a valuable post. A lot of people enjoy and like it. And especially in like the first hour. So if people engage and chat and maybe save, so a lot of the times I tell people go and save this post for later, because then Instagram ticks like, okay, here's something valuable because a lot of people is saving it. So and that is why if you do a video that's so boring that no one wants to watch it, Instagram's going to say, why should I show this video to more people if the 5 people I already showed it to doesn't like it? But if these 5 people love it and they watch through the whole video, then Instagram sort of clicks and says, okay, but let's show it to more people and more people and more. Because remember, your posts don't get shown to everyone. It sort of goes through this phase where the system, the algorithm decides whether this is valuable info or not. If it's not valuable, why should they show it to people? Because it's going to give them a bad experience. So if you understand that, then you will start to understand why it's so important to have your clients in mind when you're doing a post, because they need to like it.
So interesting. And I've just learned something new. I didn't know that all my Instagram posts weren't being shown to people. It's very interesting.
No. And also, you know what? So you can go and think for yourself. So say, for instance, you are following your mom because she's your mom, but you don't really want to see her pictures and you just scroll by them. You never engage with them. There'll come a stage where Instagram's not going to show it to you because why? They see you don't want to see it. You don't want to be hostile and not like her as a person, but you don't want to see her stuff. So that's exactly the same. So you need to the whole time get ways for people to interact with you. How are you going to get ways for them to interact with you? If you ask them questions, if you tell them that they must share their feedback, if you really share valuable content that they like and that they love and that they come to expect. And this is the other thing. Remember, you train people on what to expect from your account. So you've got to be consistent. You can't go and post every single day and then suddenly you disappear because people are expecting, even because a lot of people ask me, how often should I post? I'm like, it depends how often you can post. So if you can only post once a week, but you can post once a week for the next year, that's much better than posting every single day, every now and then. You got to be consistent in your posting. So you have to go and see what is possible for me right now. And you do that and you follow through on that. You stay consistent. You do it over and over and over. And then when it becomes possible for you maybe to employ someone to say, okay, now we can post 3 times a week, you do that consistently. That is extremely important with social media. You don't have to start out thinking you have to be the Kim Kardashian of the social media world because that is not going to take you anywhere. You need to take small steps, but small steps in the right direction. And this is how your Instagram will eventually grow. And also, I just want to end off this by saying, remember, it's all about creating value. That's what social media is about. It's a platform where you serve others. So you also have to go to your followers and go and give some love to them. You know, comment on their things. Tell them that you also like what they do. And then they will in return. So it's not a platform where you can just go and you want to take the whole time. We have to be in this community mindset. We're giving value. If you can give enough value to enough people that they like, then you will never, ever struggle to sell your product.
Those are some great tips. And you answered the question I was going to ask you last about how often should people post. So thank you so much for that. And I know that you've got a lot more tips that you've got to share, but our time is limited. But you did, I know that you've got a PDF download that people can access, which has got like way more cool stuff in it. So we'll put the link for that beneath us, beneath here. So wherever, so you can just go scroll down and find the link. And where else can people follow you or find more stuff about you, Margriet?
Yes, so they can follow me on Instagram at Margriet Groenewald or my Facebook page, also Margriet Groenewald, or my website. But I love it when people go to my Instagram. There's lots of helpful tips, so you can scroll down there. There's some videos and things. And that's where you can follow me.
Brilliant. And for anybody who's watched this, thank you for doing so. Thanks for getting to the end. And go and follow Margriet and go and let her know what you thought about this interview. So thanks so much, Margriet.
Appreciate your time.
And thanks for sharing all of your expertise with us today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.